Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are doing radio. It's been a very interesting week. I have gotten my share of giggles, and I hope everyone else has too. Let's be humorous with each other. Today is the day we're in our white. We are fasting. We are trying to stay mentally sharp because trust and believe there is a challenge somewhere, okay? And I don't know why these challenges like to wait till Wednesday. It's almost like they're waiting to see us hangry, you know, when we're hungry and grumpy. I don't know if they're waiting to, you know, give us the opportunity to really shine and show exactly how patient we can be. That was me today. Oh, my goodness. I have never smiled so hard, and not a fake smile either, just sincere, smiling, trying to be pleasant, trying to, you know, really, really monitor myself, my feelings, my energy, everything. Because when I say they were coming for it, they were coming for it. You know, there were quite a few things that could have gone wrong today. And the more prayerful I stayed, the more positive energy I was putting in, the more positive things were coming out. So I, you know, it became I was on a mission. You know, how positive can I be? How patient can I be, you know, because I could see the results, you know. And Spirit does this for me quite often, and it's helpful because it's like, okay, I see where I am, and I see where I need to be. So I need the help, you know. And so during this time, in particular, we're getting ready for our devotions, 100%. We need to be on it, on it, on it. You know, I'm going to go through all of the list of things that we're working on, that we're trying to do, that we're trying to accomplish, how to stay focused. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll be going through all that just so that we have the best kickoff ever. I can tell you, family, the first 3 days are the most difficult. You know, we're just getting back accustomed to regulating ourselves, you know. After that, oh my goodness, it's on easy street. After that is just a mild adjustment to your calendar, to your everyday, right? But I want to tell you before we get started with this program, we had a program on Thursday, last Thursday, the last Thursday of the month. I think that's last Thursday, the fourth Thursday. We had the Lion's Den. Yeah. Solomon was on representing for our men folk. You know, I love it. It was actually very packed show. You know, the call lines were full. We had some great dynamics, some great dialogue come about. It was an opportunity for us to allow the men to, you know, shine for a second. Let them shine. Let them have their words. Let them share with us some things. And everybody knows I usually do programs with pen and paper, and I was using it. So it was very interesting. Again, always proud of that young man. But I'm also very proud of the village that helps to put him together and to support him. So if you did get a chance to check it out, you should be able to go to Wonderful Approach Facebook page. You can always go to Khadija 7, my Facebook page. They're all posted there. And, you know, let's get ready to have more dialogue. He, you know, he was so excited and said, you know, I can't wait till next month when, you know, I'm going to be working on this and working on that. So I'm glad, one, that he's enjoying it. And, you know, a serious young man, you know, He's like his mama. He's like, I'm taking notes too, you know. I'm going to come back even better and stronger. So that is a wonderful, wonderful. It's wonderful to see that work in progress. And he is definitely doing it to the best of his ability. This upcoming Sunday, Lord, keep me righteous with these dates, Sunday. And so Sister Faith will be on. She's going to be walking us down the faith walk. And I'm telling you, every day, since she has said the word faith walk, every day has been a faith walk. Every day, you know, she'll share the stories with you. You know, you got to listen in. But, you know, every day there's something new that Spirit is asking her to do as she shares. Every day, you know, her family is getting involved in her faith walk. And so it is wonderful to see progress in the positive. We got a lot of negative running around, y'all. We got a lot of crazy running around. And so with all of the negative and the crazy, just having a field day, it's nice to be able to have those things that are dedicated to positivity. And a wonderful approach is definitely dedicated to positivity. And we work hard to make sure that everyone around us gets that same loving energy, you know. Not to say that things don't come up. Things do come up. But we try so hard to make sure that we're giving everybody all the love and support that they could need, right? So this upcoming Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning, we get together, we wake up with God on our mind, and we really make it happen. And I'm really, really pleased with that program too. Let me tell you, we have shows. We're doing this. We're making it happen. And then last Wednesday, the classroom where we are now, we're in the classroom. We spoke about starting over. Starting over is not easy. It's not easy, but sometimes it's very necessary. And I thought that was really good timing, you know, knowing that we're working on this fast, right? Knowing that we're trying to come together, you know, in a peaceful way, in a loving way, and we're trying to say, hey, look, we need to make this happen. So as we're doing this, there are parts of this fast I'm starting at zero. And I've had a number of people, you know, a wonderful approach. We did a back-to-back. So 2 weeks ago, we were in right outside of Charlotte in guided meditation, the marketplace. Last weekend, we were up by Blue Ridge, Georgia, doing the famous self-love retreat. Rough retreat, family. It's rough, but it's very effective. Very impactful. And so that's 2 weekends in a row. We got 1 weekend to recover, basically, before we are moving right into devotion. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Let's get this in place. You know, that's perfect timing. You know, especially those that just came off that mountain, we are on that spiritual high. You know, we are refreshing and recharging our spirit. So this is absolutely perfect. But if you didn't get a chance to go up to the mountain, I'm going to tell you this. This fast is great for starting over in your relationship with God, okay? So the name of this program is God's Gift Basket, okay? And that's because, let me see, maybe two fasts ago, I think, we started to be intentional about what we're doing with our gift basket. Why are we making these sacrifices? Because God really doesn't need your oodles and noodles, okay? Be clear, you know. But when you are intentionally foregoing, when you say, no, I'm going to forsake the food, I'm going to focus all of my energy on God. I'm going to elevate that sacrifice to make it a fast. And I'm going to spiritually discipline myself. It is a whole nother animal. It is something so beautiful, that gift. And what I found is as we were giving to God, Lord knows, God was giving right back to us. So everything that we do in this fast benefits us. Everything. And, I mean, when we slow down and think about it, I was like, who else do you know? Who else do you know outside of God that you can give something to and he's going to make sure it has a benefit for you? Who else does that? You know, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And I discovered this, let me see. It had to be maybe halfway through that particular devotion. And when I say I double-timed it, I triple-timed it, I worked as hard as I could because I knew, one, yes, I do want to give a beautiful gift to God, but when I know I got double my return back, oh, no, I need to push harder than that. You know, and then it, you know, it really became like all good spiritual practices should be. It really should be a study of self. You know, we start off, I promise you, and I have been studying God. You know, I don't just wake up in the morning and act like I know. I study. I compare notes. I dedicate time. I have real life experiences, you know. So this isn't a YouTube video that I've read, that I watched once or twice. This is real life, right? And when God is giving to you because you gave to him to give back to you, to give to your fellow brothers and sisters, do you see the cycle we got going on? So that's one of the reasons why I am so hyped about this time of year, because I know this is the blessing season. Is we're right here at spring. We're trying to break through spring. All my northerner babies, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. Come back south, okay? But, yeah, it is something major going on when you sit back and you dedicate yourself to God, okay? So we're going to walk through what it's like to do this. Because one thing that God is blessing all of a wonderful approach with is we have so many new people into a wonderful approach wanting to be affiliated. I was speaking to a sister about mediumship classes. I said, I know that's Mama Khadijah. That's not me. but we're going to work this out. We're going to get Mama Khadijah back on there. That you can have these classes and we can all be good. But, you know, there's so much positive work that we're doing and so many new people. I said, you know what? Let's have a radio program just about the fast, okay? What is supposed to be doing outside of making me hungry? You know, what is it supposed to be doing outside of having Mama Seven call me at the break of dawn talking about, you know, prayer is better than sleep. So what exactly is supposed to be going on? How do I participate? How do I get my fast buddy? How? We're going to spend that time getting to know. And also, you know, I want us to share some experiences for, like I said, for those people that are new that may not have done a spiritual fast before, or at least not done one of this magnitude, because the fast is 30 days, 30 calendar days. You know, like you go ahead and start Xing them off on the calendar. My calendar at home and at work is just all marked off. And I'm like, hey, sorry. Working for God at that moment. You know what I'm saying? I got to get my God work in. So I absolutely love it. Okay? So don't hesitate to share what you thought your first test was and where you are now. Okay? Because that's an interesting thing. All right? Something else I want to share with everyone is we're going to, last year we had a closed Facebook group, right? And I absolutely loved it. So not only, you know, if you're just hungry, you know, you're welcome to go in there and say you're hungry, but that's not the purpose of it. The purpose of it is to share encouragement, enlightenment, had some of the cutest memes and positivity come through there. Also, during the fast, in the morning, I do a 30-minute, if you were a Christian, I would say praise and worship service, okay? But we're not. It is, you know, just 30 minutes of waking us up in the morning, being prayerful, being alert as to what we're doing, being alert that we're representing God at that moment. We always are, but especially during that time. And so that radio program we do every morning, that's going to be in the Facebook group page, okay? So most people, fortunate or unfortunate, they wake up, they jump on Facebook. Now you'll have a really good reason to do it. You'll be able to tune in to the radio program and find out, you know, what the word is for today. How do we work on this, okay? So we're just going to get started, okay? And this is, of course, a wonderful approach. So we have, I want to say open mic, but open mic. You know, I really want to hear how you made it through, how you did this, you know. So all you have to do is press 1. That lets me know that you'd like to speak, okay? My first, I was little. I mean, I think it might have been 10 or 11. And we were doing, you know, 10 and 11 is very young to be doing a fast. And so my mother, I think we were doing half-day fast. So we would wake up before the sun would rise and eat together as a family, and we would fast until about 2 or 3, okay? And you couldn't tell me nothing. I might as well have been the Grand Mufti at that very moment, 10 and 11 years old, with all the wisdom in the world, because I was fasting like the adult fast. And I remember the pride I had, and even though I was hungry, oh, do you want, no, I'm fasting. You know, I just remember the great pride I had in being able to do what adults did, you know. And I had great examples, and every morning, you know, we're listening to scripture, we're praying, we're doing, and it was everything. It was everything. And it was a challenge, but I gladly lived up to the challenge. So outside of the 2 years that I was carrying life, you know, when you're pregnant, you can't fast. But outside of those 2 years, every year I have fasted. And there have been times where I have not been close to my spirituality. I let school be more important, or, you know, get caught up in work or whatever. But whenever the time came for this fast, whatever I was wrapped up in, I had to let that loose. I said, look, God needs me. I got to go. This is what I do. I fast, you know. And it was every year I try to find a new way to challenge myself. At 50 now, I don't have to search hard to challenge myself. It's very much a challenge. You know, I definitely don't have the vigor I used to have when I jump up. And, you know, I remember when Solomon was, you know, maybe 16, 17, old enough to fast and know what he was talking about. And the baby was, you know, Solomon 16, the baby's about 10. And I'm waking up and I'm baking bread. You know, that's commitment to wake up before the sun rises to make bread for everyone to have tea and bread in the morning. And that's some commitment, okay? So I'm all in. And I remember him saying, man, this is easy when you have somebody cook it for you. I'm like, yeah. And, you know, and I hope it's a tradition that he does with his children, you know, because that's where I got it from. I got it from my mother. But when you don't have nobody waking you up with the smells of fresh bread cooking and coffee, it can be challenging. It's a whole nother challenge, okay, when you don't have someone fasting with you. Like little ones can't fast. They don't understand what they're doing. They don't understand how or why, or, you know, all they know is that they're hungry, you know, one track mind. So there have been times where I'm fasting, but I'm still responsible for cooking food. I'm still responsible for making things happen. You know, I still got to go to work. You know, there's not like certain countries where, you know, you get to take off work or leave work early. Mm-mm. No one recognizes my poor sacrifice. Only us, okay? So, you know, there's a challenge every year. There, and to the point where we have written it down, is that personal sacrifice that you got to get situated, right? And I'm going to share the different levels. We're going to go over some things. But I'm going to share what my personal sacrifice is. My personal sacrifice is so shocking. It shocked me. I mean, it's so shocking. I was like, snap, I don't even want to tell nobody. I don't even want to tell anybody. Just in case I can't do it, but I'm like, no, that's opposite. Tell everybody, and everybody's going to help you live and be righteous. But I don't know. I'm going to share. It's difficult, you know. I just want everybody to know it's difficult, and I'm not asking for that, but whoo-wee. All right, so first I want to go over what I call the human level, okay? Everybody doesn't have to fast food from sunup to sundown, okay? There are lots of other ways to participate in this devotion, lots of other ways. So remember, if you are pregnant, if you're carrying life, you can't fast. If you are nursing, I wouldn't suggest you fast. If you are having to take medication that says eat before taking, guess what? Can't fast. Or you have to modify it, okay? The purpose of the fast is not to harm yourself at all. The purpose of the fast is to learn, to be enlightened, to make the sacrifice, to just not harm yourself, okay? So if you're getting into the, you know, those danger zones, Let's move past that. We're going to spend 30 days intentionally focusing on God and self-improvement. How wonderful. How can you improve yourself? Okay? So we need these 9 things, right? And I went through it quickly before. I really want to go through it now. I'm even open to answering some questions. I had a couple of questions, and I'm going to say the questions on the air just so that we can all get the benefit of what the question was, okay? So, 9 things. Number 1. No cursing or profanity. I am surprised at how big some of these swear jars got last year, okay? I don't want a big swear jar, okay? I want to get to the point where we got pennies rattling in that swear jar. But it takes discipline to do that. I understand. I really do. But we got to work on that, okay? whether we laughing and joking with each other, whether, you know, we're heated arguments, whatever, all of that has to cease at least for these 30 days. And I think once you start seeing, one, that maybe we're going too far, using poor language, we'll start to say, I don't need to talk like that anyway. That's not really godly. You know, that's not divine. And I have a bigger vocabulary than just these few curse words, you know? So let's see what we could do with that. Number one, no cursing, no profanity. Number two, absolutely no fast food. I call it the Dakota rule, okay? Because Dakota, a wonderful approach, baby Dakota, I remember during one of the first fasts, and he's a baby. He can't fast. But his mom says he can avoid that fast food. He can let go of the fast food. And I'm like, amen. Amen. You know, these rules are for everybody, whether you're giving up food or not. Let go of the fast food. Why? We're letting go of the fast food because, one, it really is not healthy. It really isn't, okay? It's fast food is meant to be fast, and that's it, you know. Cheap and fast, cheap and fast. And those things really don't work well with your body and with your spirit. Also, the people that are working in fast food aren't necessarily the most happiest, the luckiest people in the world, okay? For 30 days, let's try to control who is around your food, who's preparing your food, and, you know, and not some disgruntled, you know, preteen, okay? Let's not do that. So, really, no fast food. This one is difficult for me, not because I love fast food, but because I travel. I do a great bit of traveling. And when I'm traveling, it's just so much easier, rather than going to the grocery store, just go to McDonald's already. It's already done. It's already made. Mm-mm. No, can't do it. So no fast food, okay? Number three, no soda. Now, a wonderful approach. We've been working on the soda thing anyway. You know, it ain't nothing for Sister Unique to say, we doing 2 weeks of no sugar. And I'm like, okay. You know, we are always looking to challenge ourselves in everything we do. So no soda. You'll thank me later. You'll thank me later. All right, that's a bunch of no's right there. Number four, increase prayer and spiritual study. Everyone should have a spiritual study. Everyone should already know what that is. You know, that kind of stuff comes up first, second reading. But if you don't know, if you've forgotten, let's get that increase in prayer done. Every fast, you should be able to look back and say, okay, I picked this up during this fast. You know, I have things that I have picked up during certain fast times. You know, so let's get into the swing of that, okay? Let's make it, you know, normal to challenge each other with prayer, to learn prayer together, you know, not trying to be funny, but to learn a little hip-hop song together. And we have all kinds of little quotes and sayings that we say. We got to start making God as fluent and as frequent in our mouth as we do some of the other nonsense that we participate in, okay? So increase prayer, increase spiritual study. That should have a measurable something, okay? Meaning, like, when I'm working with Talib and we're learning prayer, I will go through, okay, these first three lines, I'm going to give you a week to learn them. Then on the next week, I'm going to give you two more lines. And on the third week, I'm going to give you two more lines, you know. And then that last week, you know, we're going to just put them all together, make it have flow, learn the meaning of it, And then now you have another prayer to add to your list of prayers. You know, I'm going to tell you when to say this prayer. I'm going to tell you the origin, you know, what was the energy surrounding the prayer. So there's so much you can go and do when you're into prayer. So let's get that measurable, okay? I want to make sure that we're not just reviewing the same prayer that we already know. It's good to do that. But this is something special. We're devoting ourselves. So let's get to it. Let's add more to it, okay? All right, increase journaling and meditation. All right. Now, journaling and meditation is not easy for people. I understand that. I really do. I wrote a whole book about it. So there's something called the Little Handy Notebook of Devotions, volume 3rd one, Aligning with God. And I love this book, Aligning Yourself with God. It's so important. So many times we want God to align to us. We want God to come under our umbrella. And that's just not the way it works. It's not. So this book is created so that we go to God and get under his umbrella rather than trying to piecemeal our own understanding to us, okay? And in this book, every day you have a spiritual idea or concept to think about, to work on. And at the end of that concept, then you have your writing assignment, okay? So I'm just going to do day one, spiritually protecting your family. How important is that? Spiritually protecting your family. And what I heard this weekend was a lot of birth family and chosen family. And, I mean, by the third time I heard it, I said, okay, pay attention. You know, there's a distinction being made here. And in that distinction, there was pain and there was joy and there was maturity. So at the end of the day, it has an exercise. How do you go about spiritually protecting your family? Which is a very important thing to do when you are the head of your family, even if you're not, you know. Okay, so let's see. Ooh, day 13, the essential essence of water. Wow. So on that day, you know, you wake up, do your fast, do your prayer. When you do your journaling, you journal about your relationship with water and how thankful we need to be that we have the access to water. And then, of course, you have all these positive ways of researching water, what it does for you, what it can do for you. And then at the end, there's an exercise, you know, that helps you to understand how to have more water in your life, what the purpose of that is, and everything like that. So you get the point every day. And when we do the early morning shout out, when I'm doing the morning radio, this is what we'll be referring to. These lists of very important topics that we've got to understand, okay? These topics are so important, you know, and these are God-given topics. These topics are so important because they're necessary in building and developing your spiritual self. Don't forget the purpose of the fast. We've got two purposes. One, be fasted for God. Got to get that in there, okay? All right. So that's our journaling. All right, number 6. Weekly community service. Yay. Weekly community service. In fact, our dear sister Melissa already texted me. Yo, I got my service going. I'm ready. And I'm like, man, she stay ready. Oh, she knows how to bring a smile on my face. I love service. I come from a family of service-oriented people. We believe in service. We need it in our life. And so it's like, hey, how do I share with God the greatness that he has shared with me? It's that simple. Those that have do. And all of us have, you know, and even if all you have is your voice, share it. Even if all you have is your time, share it. Even if all you have, all you can do is come up with kind words, I don't care, share it. But every week we need to be putting together something for someone else. And we got to work on that. You know, we need to be doing this on a regular anyway. Number 7, no weed. I think I should change that to marijuana this year. But anyways, it says no weed, alcohol, or self-altering medications, okay? And, you know, oh, and then trust me, all of my new age hippie people want to give me a hard time about this. But 30 days, trust me, take a moment to be intentional with every aspect of yourself. You know, that's what, you know, weed and alcohol does. It changes us, you know, whether it makes you more mellow, I don't care. I don't care, you know, if it makes you happy, sad, whatever it is, it has altered you. For 30 days, we're not going to be altered. For 30 days, our focus is going to be so high on God that we really need to be in our right mind. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, you don't smoke, you don't, I need to stay in control. I need to stay in control of myself, okay? No. There's too many spirits. I know for a fact. There's too many spirits running around. Let's just come bar your body for a little bit. No. I need to stay in control of my body. Thank you. I definitely need to be in control of my mouth. And so I'm not doing it, okay? Let's work hard on this. I know it can be challenging because I have people close to me that, you know, that can do everything but that. And I'm like, okay, that's number 7. Number 8, check in on your fast buddies. Yay! We have a long list of fast buddies, and everyone is super excited. You know, we always try to do at least 2 fast buddies. And in your 2 fast buddies, chances are you're going to have someone who has been fasting a long time, and you have someone that is barely starting, okay? And the 3 of you are going to try to work together, try to make this happen, okay? Be encouraging, you know, be an ear in case you need to whine a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You know, whatever you're going to need, be the fast buddy. This is, you know, and this is only because we don't live near each other. Coming soon, when we're all close to each other, we'll be doing this in the morning. You know, we'll just wake up. Soon we'll have virtual holograms and we can just go and hologram together and, you know, virtually taste food with each other, break bread and everything. It is really, really important that you understand you're part of a large group of people, okay? So, number 1, all of a wonderful approach to this. All, everybody. We ain't said nothing about no food from sun up to sundown. This is devotion. We are devoting, okay? Also, this is, it always correlates at the same time as Ramadan. Ramadan is a very big Islamic holiday when they're doing similar fasting, sacrifice, extra prayer. This is a whole thing. And so they've been doing it, okay? And so imagine us. I think last year our numbers got up to about 65, which is amazing. It is amazing to have that many people say, I'm doing it. I'm ready for the change in my life. I'm doing it. To have that many people say and know that they want to be a part of something positive, but there are millions of Muslims around the world that are going to be doing the same thing. Imagine all that positive energy. Imagine it, you know. Also, we have Easter coming up. This is such a high spiritual time that just about every culture has something going on right now. All we have to do is pay attention. So we're getting all of this momentum together. Stay close with your fast buddy, okay? Because even though there's millions of people fasting, all kinds of stuff going on, they may just be in a house by themselves. You see what I'm saying? They may just, you know, they may be the only person at their job wearing white. I'm the opposite. I got lots of people at the job wearing white, except they're not leaving the job. They stay there. I don't know what it is about wearing the white and fasting. It gets a lot of attention, okay? Reach out to your fast buddy because you never know when they're really going to need some help, okay? And if you're the one that has been there and had done the fast a lot longer, then you know, for experience, it takes a little help, okay? All right, and then the last one, number 9, add a personal sacrifice to the list, all right? A personal sacrifice. This is one thing that you're giving up. I remember, I think the first fast that we did, we had a young sister. She gave up cigarettes. And then gifted a wonderful approach her cigarette money. And when I looked at it, I was like, how much you smoking, woman? What is this? But, you know, I mean, I've learned since then. I didn't know. I was like, good Lord. But I thought that was a big deal because cigarettes are, you know, for some people, that's everything. But, you know, for her to say, And not even a wonderful approach. Give a sister that's like, you know, this is something positive. I want to be part of this positive gift basket for God. And so that's what she did. I love to hear, you know, one year I have done cheese, which I thought was going to kill me, and it didn't. Another year I have done white sugar. And I say white sugar because I threw it. I still had natural sugars, but I get white sugar, which I thought was going to kill me. It didn't. I've given up bread before. See, ain't nothing on this list that you can't have no bread, but that was my additional. That was my first. Boy, I just knew I was going to die, and I didn't. But, you know, the personal sacrifice is something extra. It's something personal for, you know, it may not make no difference that I don't smoke. So, you know, if that was a rule or not, it wouldn't bother me. You know what I'm saying? But this personal sacrifice, spend some time with it. I know one year I added some additional exercise. You know, every other day I had to walk around the block and stuff like that. So that was my personal sacrifice of time and energy and all this other stuff, right? This is important because this is the bow that goes on top of the gift basket, okay? This is the thing that really makes it worth the while, all right? And, you know, you can get a gift without a bow on it, but the bow just sets it off. You know, it really makes it worth the while. So And every year, I mean, I thought I had my list of what I wanted to give up. And, you know, I thought it would be a good, I don't know, a good gift to God. And, you know, and so this year is the biggest that I have done so far. And I, to the point where I'm even a little intimidated by it, but I want to try it. And I'm going to do more than try to achieve it. And if it doesn't kill me, then I'll be able to sit back. And next year, I'll tell you again, I did that, and it didn't kill me. You know, I love finding ways to challenge myself when I know that I get to be the beneficiary of the gift. And I get to put all this together and smile and give it to God. And I do it. I do so open-hearted. And just ready to share my life and my accomplishments with my Creator, you know. So my big personal sacrifice is, and this idea comes from a little angel named Nicole. And y'all, you have to know Nicole to love Nicole, okay. She is Miss Bubbly, I can do it, all is good, everything's right with the world. And I'm like, what happens when it's not right with the world? And then she's like, well, you smile and you make it right with the world. She is really a little ray of sunshine. And she has been doing this raw veggie challenge. And I'm like, okay, you know. And she's been doing all these cute videos where she, and all the video is 20 seconds of her eating this raw vegetable. You know, she's wiggling kale and eating that. And she has about, I think she has all of her business partners, phenomenal women, you know, women that are doing adventurous things and living full lives. And they're all eating, yeah, these peppers, celery, and broccoli. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh, you're just going to eat it like that, huh? No butter, no sour cream, just going to stick it in your mouth. Okay, all right. So it's been very fun, actually, watching them. And I said, I am going to go raw for 30 days. I feel myself swooning just saying it. Oh, my gosh. I feel myself swooning just saying it. But I'm going to go raw. I'm going to do the video. I told her, I promised her at least one video. But I might do a couple videos of what new raw food I can do and how I'm going to do it. I'm so excited about it. You know, Sister Nikita, I don't quite know what she is, but she's pretty close to raw. And, ooh, food would be so delicious. I'm like, how do you do that? How you make that food taste like that? How you do it? You know, we have a couple of people that have, that take their vegetarian to the umpteenth degree. It can be done. You know, I grew up in a very strong, healthy vegetarian household. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. Now, I am scared out of my brain. I'm like, okay, after the first night or two, then what? And it's like repeat steps one and two. I am so excited about it. My brain is not. My brain is like, oh, no. Salt, pepper, garlic, fresh garlic, organic onion mix. Yeah, I mean, I'm into food. I cook food, y'all. But my body at 50 is about to jump out of its socks because it's like, yes, this is the type of reset we need. You know, right now my body would like to have some priority. It would like to say, no, this is going to be more important. You know, 30 days, that's it, you know. So I'm very, very excited about the idea of getting my body back to an Adam and Eve state. You know what I'm saying? I'm going all the way back to the Garden of Eden. All the way. Okay? So, I'm like I said, I'm very excited about it. I'm also very nervous about it. I don't know how this works. I don't know how I'm going to keep this delicious and nutritious and inspiring. I don't know. I mean, I may be calling my fast buddies up, talking about, tell me something good. Tell me something good, because this is some other stuff. So I'm going to be calling my vegetarians out there that have been living that strict vegetarian lifestyle. I am going to be calling you. I'm going to be asking you how you do that. I'm also going to be encouraging everybody to, you know, make your video of you eating some vegetables, okay? Raw vegetables. We're going to help this little one out with this raw veggie challenge, okay? I'm not trying to be funny, but all of our little hippies, all the people that have been doing this for a minute, it's about to get popular, real popular. You know, I'm not trying to be funny, but Burger King has a soy patty, has a Beyond patty, okay? Burger King, Dunkin' Donuts, Subway all have meat alternatives. When I go into, back in the day, I go in a grocery store, all we had was Morningstar. That was it. Morningstar had soy patty, soy links, and Grillers. That's it. And I'm talking about for, what, 50 years, you know, as long as I can remember, that's it. Child, now we got about 5 or 6. We got Morningstar. We have Boca. We have Garden Burger. We got Beyond is actually in some stores. I mean, we have multiple brands. We have cauliflower pizza, you know, and I'm not trying to say nothing, but when I was growing up as a little girl, we ain't had no cauliflower pizza. All we had was some old box cheese pizza with a little bit of cheese on it. That's it. They didn't love us. Now they want to love these vegetarians, and they get cauliflower pizza and cauliflower rice and all these vegetable alternatives that I didn't have. I'm going to be very brave, and I'm going to do this raw, okay? And after 30 days, I'm going to ask my body, because I haven't really asked my body too many things. I'm going to ask my body how it feels when it's eating this kind of food. And we may have to strike up a deal. I may have to negotiate with my body and say, okay, at 50 years old, you want what? Some extra vegetables? I can do that. In return for, I want to ride the roller coasters at Six Flags. How about that? So we're going to have some conversations. We're going to negotiate. All right? Look, I got a brave soul that would like to speak. Don't forget, this is Collective Radio. Okay, this is for the people. If you have a question that you'd like to ask, ask it. Let's find out what we need to do so we can be ready Saturday. Saturday, family. All right, hold on. Let's see. Grab phone lines. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Peace. Alafia, greetings.
Alafia, how are you, my dear?
I am doing wonderful. Trying to stay out of trouble.
Look, it'd be helpful now. It'd be helpful. All right. So tell me about this Saturday.
Okay. So first, I want to say that the devotions, so start with the devotion. Mm-hmm. The devotion itself is very enlightening. I have done this for a few years with you and with the Wonderful mm-hmm. Approach. And every year I discover something else that needs to be unpacked. One of the main things I look forward to are the Fast Buddies. You know,
yes. That's
great. I look forward to the morning messages because that if you can get up every morning and get that morning message in, that's a sacrifice in itself because you have to condition yourself. Okay, I'm going to get up a little earlier, or I'm not going to watch the news first, or I'm going to do this. And what's interesting is because it helps you set the tone for your day. And I have found that between the Book of Devotions and the morning the morning information and the morning prayer, it helps me to set the tone for the day. As far as fasting is concerned, it took me a couple of years to fast. I would say without argument, because I mean, I'm telling you, it got to the first of all fasting. You don't realize, so this is the trick about walking around this time of year. You don't realize that we're in the spring. So as we go on, it's later. It gets the time has gone up. So, you know, last week it was getting dark at 7:30. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like, you know, 8 o'clock. By the time we get finished, it's almost going to be 9. So it's, and that means that the sun is coming up. So you're getting up earlier. You know, so I have to fast without argument. In that, I had to remember why I was fasting. And Sister Faith and I, we had a conversation about how, you know, she was talking to a Muslim sister that fast, and, you know, I guess she was, you know, hungry or something. And, you know, she was irritated, and the sister shared with her that if you're irritated or if you're angry while you're fasting, then you might as well stop it because we're supposed to give this up with a good, kind, clean heart to God.
Amen.
You know, it's a meal for maybe 8 to 10 hours out of the day when you think there are people who go 2 or 3 days without a meal, you know. So to give that meal up, and then it also allows you to, for me, you know, I know it made me realize that I was an emotional eater. So I'd get mad, and at my desk, first of all, my desk had a whole bunch of snacks in it. You know what I'm saying? So when fasting began, you know what I'm saying, I have to clean out my drawer and replace it with, like, fresh lemons, you know, apples, you know, different things like that. But then I realized that I was an emotional eater. Somebody pissed me off, the first thing I do, grab something, put something in my mouth, and I'm like, nope, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. So it allows you to become conscious of your thoughts and conscious of why you're eating. And that was me, like I said, something I had to unpack. You know, I didn't realize it, recognize it. You hear about it, but then you're like, oh, okay, that's what that is. The next thing I love to do that I appreciate is that when all of this is over, after you fast, after you and your buddies have become buddies, you know, we get the opportunity to go to the water. And then there are buddies that you don't until you get to the water. And it is such a wonderful thing because even after the fast, I've maintained a lot of those relationships. You know, I've maintained a lot of those conversations, and we still talk and we still get together. You know, we still check in with each other because we realize what we were working on during that fast, and it's great to have an accountability partner. That's the good thing. You know, and then later on, you're like, remember when you said you was working on, how's that going for you? You know, somebody to remind you or even to speak with, you speak with them, but have somebody reiterate that back to you. You know, not in a condescending way, you know, but more in a self reminding, like, hey, remember you was working on that and you came so far, don't give up. You know, your fast buddy is like your cheer team. You know, and if your fast buddy isn't your cheer team, please reach out to Mama 7 and be like, look, because, you know, I've had, I think one year I had fast, but I was like, yo, they're not returning my phone call. Like, I don't think they fasted. You know,
right.
Can we do that? I do agree with the altering of the diet this year. Yes, I'm joining the Raw Vegan, the Raw Diet team. Yes, I am. I spoke to her about it yesterday. Yes.
I even did a video.
I heard you say it. I was like, woo, child, my melanin's going to be popping when you say that.
Okay.
You know. I've done it before, and I'm going to let you know it is a challenge. The difference is that we're doing it in the spring. The first time I did it was in the dead of winter, and so it's cold. Okay. I want something. You know what I'm saying? And here I'm eating all these raw vegetables. It wasn't cute. See, the thing about the raw vegan is that, even a raw vegetables, a lot of raw vegans is that you don't cook your food over a certain degree. So that's like, you'll discover like different recipes and different things. Mm-hmm. You can still eat nuts and vegetables and legumes and sprouted grains. Trader Joe's is a great place to go if you want to find some raw vegan. Even if you just go in there and just have a bowl, a salad or something that's already prepacked for you, they have good foods. Publix, that's another one. You know, you can always go online and discover different things like. A lot of people don't realize that you can eat collard greens raw. And I went to this restaurant one time. Oh, my gosh, it was so delicious. They had the raw collard greens, the raw collard green leaf. They put hummus on it, avocados, mushrooms, you know what I'm saying? And they had this veggie patty. OMG. I was like, first of all, I was collard greens, but it was in the place of bread. And then what's so crazy about the whole thing is that after I ate it, I felt energized. I didn't feel sluggish.
Yeah.
I didn't feel, you know, angry. Because let me tell you something about vegetarians. Some of them, a lot of them, especially raw vegetarians, they get on my nerves. They so happy. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? You going to try this? I'm like, maybe I will. You know,
maybe
I'm too
funny.
That looks good. You want some juice? And then juicing on top of that, which is great. You know what I'm saying? Because you're getting your nutrients. Mm-hmm. That also helps you as far as, like you said earlier, about, you know, eating fast food. Our food is supposed to be live. Our food is supposed to be living. We're living individuals. So, as far as I'm concerned, I think this is a great, and I encourage anybody to try it. It's a great way to come up out of the winter, you know what I'm saying, to get your gut healthy, you know, to cleanse your body. It's a challenge, and you have to change your taste buds because what us eating out is either sweet or salty,
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So it'll give you the opportunity to change, to really use you know, the sour, you know, the bitter, you know, the other taste buds that we have. I'm excited about it. Like, you know, I do have somebody else in the house with me, you know, that eats different foods, and we're going to eat together. He don't know it yet. He don't know it yet. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't know it yet.
We're going to check on our dear brother Mike later on.
Okay. You don't know it yet. He's not listening to y'all. We're going to
check with him. We love. Oh, yeah. How awesome.
He's going to ask me, did you read on this before we did it? I'm like, okay.
that's a magical answer. What's the spirit say on this, okay? Well, you know what? I really am so glad that you called in and let me know that you're going to be doing the raw. I mean, I know that's too much to ask. It's way too much to ask. But I'm glad to hear that. I really am. And we'll be in contact trying to stay strong in the middle of this, okay? But I'm just ready.
I mean, it's encouraging. I mean, you see those videos?
Yeah. The videos are actually kind of funny. I can't wait to get up there and wiggle my vegetables. And I can't wait to go and do spotlight my healthiness. And I want my skin to be looking all shiny like her skin looks shiny. So
yes.
Amen. All right, get your gift basket ready, and we're gonna talk more later. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Amen. Sounds good. Have a good night.
All right. Peace. How awesome! Oh my gosh! Yay! Now look, I'm not saying everybody gotta go raw, but it's so helpful to have a little help, okay? And I might need a lot of help, you know, since you've done this before. I haven't, so she's gonna. How awesome, though! How awesome! Look, getting this gift basket ready. I'm really kind of overwhelmed now, you know, because it's so wonderful to know that people are. They're with you. You doing something good, I'm with you. You trying to be positive, I'm with you. Whatever you're trying to do. It's a wonderful feeling. So we're going to keep it rolling. We got phone lines. So let's see here. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings. Peace. Shout out to brother. Hey, peace. Shout out to Big Mike. I'm going to have my eyes on you. We see what Sister Unique about to put you through, brother. Hey, man. Offering my man up as an experiment. Yo, the brothers are watching. That's all I'm saying. The brothers are watching, man. Shout
Y'all
out.
Need to be watching.
Listen, only thing I would exit, man. The brothers are a trailblazer, all right? He's a pioneer.
Right,
Big Mike. Shout out again, my man. No, listen, I only thing I wanted to do is reiterate what our sister Unique shared with us, and that's use all your lifelines. Use your fast buddy. I mean, dead serious. Use your fast buddy. Use the radio program. What I do is I use the radio program to help me with my sahur, to help me with my pre-dawn meal or my before the light, before the sun rises meal. Listen to the radio program because it's usually around that time or right after, you know, so everything kind of, you know, it just kind of fits in. And you can see what it could actually be useful. So, there again, man, use every lifeline afforded to you, radio programs
right.
and all of that, especially if this is your first time. And even if it's your million, mm-hmm. I've been doing it since I was a Ibn. And, man, you never get used to it. You just never get used to it because, okay, and one, because the older you get and if you've had any type of spiritual journey in your life, then you know more is demanded of you than when you were a young person. So if you're not doing fasting periodically throughout your life, when it comes to these big moments, it can be very difficult. And I would just say be patient with yourself. A lot of us are going to go
into it
like, I got this. You know, but be patient with yourself. Pace yourself. And then again, use your lifelines. So I
Amen.
Hope that benefited someone out there. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And Ramadan Mubarak, bless. Everyone have a blessed fast. Yes. And I hope you get the most out of it. Let me say this, too, because I got a shout out between you, Mother Seven, Mama Seven, and my brothers, Afi. It's been like torture. Y'all know y'all love to count down the days to Ramadan.
Yes, we do.
I don't know where y'all, you know, where y'all get out of reminding people. Right, you know, Ramadan, right?
Right.
Well, you just told me that yesterday. Okay. So, all right. But then again, man, I pray everyone's blessed. Thank you for the opportunity to share. Peace be upon you.
Absolutely. Peace. Yeah. I do. I do enjoy reminding people. I do. Don't forget, you got to work on this. Waking up early, set the alarm clock. You know, I love it. Love it. I mean, it's just something that we've always done. It's wonderful. But the phone lines, they're making me smile because these are all the people that are saying, hey, you could do it. All right, let's get to it. Let's talk about it. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Peace and blessings.
Hey. It is
Sister
Faith. Hey, how are you?
I'm well. I'm so excited. We're getting ready to get started. It's my favorite season. Could you imagine me saying this 4 years ago? It's my favorite season. Are you crazy?
Okay. Boy, not the way I had to chase you. I chased. She said, look, stop chasing me, okay?
Leave me alone. I'm coming.
Stop.
You know,
stop.
I think about my when I think about devotions, I get excited. And Sister Unique didn't want to put all my business in the street because, you know, I had bad attitude 1 year, and my supervisor was also doing her Ramadan. And she was like, "What is wrong with you?" And I was like, "Well, you know, I'm fasting." And she was like, "Well, then don't. Please don't." And so since that point, learning that, it changed my entire perspective, because when we get closer to God, everything else starts to fall in line in our life. And when I first started fasting, I was like, "Lord, you know, listen, you know my heart, you know I love you, you know." And he was like, "Really? You know, show me." You know, like the first year, I think the first year it was like, "Give up sugar." And I was so mad at my sisters, y'all. My sisters, Mama Seven and Sister Unique, got me to give up sugar, and I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to die. Like, I didn't realize all the things that sugar was in. And but I made it through. I made it to the end. I kept my word, which is why, you know, I said, you know, this veggie challenge, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray y'all through it, you know. Sister Fave is not there yet. You know, she might get there, but right this moment in time, you know, Spirit ain't said that this is a good idea for me, you know. But I love it. I love it. And eating better, it makes you conscious, because my thing is, during fasting season, there is no eating out. During fasting season, there is no, no fast food, but also I am making every meal for my family still. You know, my kids are going to school and they have to eat. And so I'm conscious of what they're eating and what's going into not only their body but my body. The breakfast is already done, so they get to eat. You know, at night when the sun goes down is when they get to eat again. Now, my kids don't like school lunch, and sometimes they're lazy, so they don't take lunch, and then they'll be hungry when they get home. But during fasting season, they have to wait until the sun goes back down so that mommy can eat as well. And so in this, I've learned it's a discipline, and it's a muscle that I had to build up. And I think the second year we did this, I had to really talk to myself and prepare. I was, like, preparing months in advance. So on Wednesday nights, you know, on Wednesdays I had started fasting and preparing for this 30-day track. But like everyone has said, your fast buddies will be the ones that hold you up and get you through it. Your fast buddies are the ones you call and you, listen, I'm hungry.
That's
tell
right.
Tell me something. Say something. Give me an encouraging word. Remind me why we're doing this, because sometimes it can get difficult. When the hunger comes is when your praying should start. You know, this is where the prayers come in. This is when you pick up your devotional book that Mama Seven has created for us, and you go back and you read over it and you read through it and you start to identify where you are in each and every chapter for 30 days.
Yes.
30 days of it, we have a place that we can go to identify what the need that we're working on is. And so, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My neighbors like loud cars. But it is so beautiful. And then when we get to the water and you get to celebrate and you get to see everyone, and listen, when you get there, you're going to see that everybody is glowing. Everybody has a glow about them. Everybody is shining bright like diamonds. It's because they've taken the time out and allowed God to wash away. The water gets to wash the rest of it away. But God has been working on you and cleaning you up for 30 days. When you get to the end and you get to the water, we are excited to be there, because we know that this is our finish line. We have made it, and look at what God has done. You know, I say journal, I say pray all day, because you're going to need to, and I say don't give up.
Hey, how about that? Now that right there, don't give up. You're going to want to.
Don't give up.
It's easy to. Don't give up. You're worth it.
Don't give up.
You're worth it.
Don't give up on yourself, because this is who you're working, doing it for. You're doing it for God, and you're doing it for yourself. Your body needs the reset. Health-wise,
yes.
Your body needs the reset. So I'm all gung-ho, and I'm going to be cheering you vegetarians on. But I'm not going to do the whole straight vegetarian. Ugh. I do a lot more fish. I do less fried foods. Most of my foods are baked. But I say, if you can get away from the oil, if you can get away from the greasy stuff, if you nothing fried, nothing, you know, that is going to be saturated fat. There's no point in fasting all day and then filling your belly with grease. Just don't do it.
That's right.
It's not healthy.
That's
it's
right.
not a good idea. I'm just not going to go with my sisters all the way on this vegan thing yet. But I love y'all.
Love you too, honey. Oh, love you too. All right. Look, we're going to need them prayers. Please send them. Express mail mine, because I'm really going to need them. It's a challenge. Oh, we got to save the phone lines. Amen, amen. I love all this energy. Got to get this fast in. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Hi, it's Melissa.
Hey, Sister Melissa. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sitting here multitasking, installing light in the bathroom. I didn't hear my unmute. How are you doing?
I am getting myself ready. This is a big deal, and we got to get to it. And I'm telling you, you know how to make an old woman smile, because I saw your text. I got my community service. I said, wow. See, I don't think people understand how important this is. So in the middle of the fast, you're serving God. You're serving your community. You're serving your body. I mean, it doesn't get better than this. All right, so talk to us.
Okay, so this fast, I'm challenging I already knew I was going to be challenging myself. However, the manifestation of that challenge is really a challenge. So I'm going into this very confident. I am, because I'm not walking to fail. I'm starting to really see some God things going on, and I'm acknowledging it. I'm also doing some more, you know, that scorpion thing. I'm doing that inner soul searching, that deep dig, and I think I found what it was that, I'm going to use the word, broke me, the thing that trigger, that area, that this is where it started from. Had this not happened, this could have been different going forward. So I'm excited about learning that as well, because to me it all lines up together. The biggest craziness of my challenge is, you know what I like to do. I'm not ashamed to say, you know what I like to do. And I am okay with not smoking weed for 30 days. I have done it. I have done it longer than that.
Right.
That's, I'm good. Okay. But for me, I actually was like gifted a trip during 420 to Colorado, and I am going. I would not be doing anything, but I will be going. But I was like, how could the timing not be so wow? I'm sorry. I'm an opportunist. I'm taking the opportunity. Oh, all this stuff that has been going on in my life, I'm going on a trip. Okay. But anyway, I am excited about it. I really feel like I can do this. I will
be
probably reaching out a whole lot. I'll be reaching out a whole lot because, but that's just one part of it. That's at the end of it. I'll already be 20 days into it by the time I hit that. So I feel like I'm going to be on a good marathon. So I'll be okay. The food part, I think, is the worst part of that for me. I think that's going to be my hardest part, is that food, because although I will have the opportunity to cook, I'll be away from home for so many days. So that's going to be, that's why I said that's going to be it's going to be challenging no matter where I look at it. So I'm excited.
Yep. Amen. Amen. You're excited and you're putting in that work. You're really getting it done. I love it. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
And everything that, you know, when I get the Facebook page set up, which I'm going to be doing this weekend before Saturday, I really want the community service, add that to it so we all know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so very quickly, I have found a foundation that looks for folks to help the caregivers take a break when they're taking care of, you know, a sick loved one, elderly person, thing like that. So me, my no baby had herself, they're trying to pair me up with a woman that called Aunt Dot, and she's mm-hmm. got she's getting, or you know, she's beginning to get the Alzheimer's. They are they're trying to match me up with her. I already have ideas of what I want to do, and so anyway, all that's getting in the works because I got to meet with the family and blah 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 blah. But I am excited.
Awesome.
I y'all don't understand my challenges. This is my busy season at work. This is overtime at work. And I will be in my, I'll be fasting. Y'all don't understand.
Yes.
I'm doing the whole 30. I'm not doing, I eat raw, but I'm not doing raw. But I am doing something to sundown for the whole 30. And that's going to be, I'll be at work. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be at work the whole time.
So Faith's going to be doing a lot of praying. Okay.
I tell you, you need the food
doing a lot of praying.
Yep.
Oh, thank you, Sister Melissa. Thanks for letting us know, and I'm looking forward to seeing that post. Really, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Awesome. Love you too, honey. Oh man, look, this is getting exciting. We're getting close to our prayer time, but I really do want to check out this last couple phone numbers. We don't have a lot of time, but I want to shout you out. I want to give you the opportunity to share about your fasting. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Peace, Mama Seven. Excuse me. This is Adrena.
Oh, Sister Adrena, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You getting ready? Are you getting ready? Are you getting excited?
Yes, I am. And so this will be my second fast. And
okay, that's
last
right.
year, mm-hmm. I don't feel like I was all the way in it. Like I didn't
right.
eat from sun up to sundown. I was on the radio show in the morning and on Wednesdays, but I didn't put my all into it. And so,
okay. See, that's where
year,
that challenge part has to come from. Yeah.
Yeah. So this year I am ready to go all in. And,
all right.
And I feel like even though I wasn't all in last year, I still benefited from the fact.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm
excited
to see what's going to happen when I go all in. And,
hey, yes.
I have been thinking about returning back to vegan because I was
really
vegan for a while, and so
really?
This was my confirmation. I don't know if I'm gonna do raw, but
okay.
this was my confirmation that it's time to go back to the vegan.
Look,
well, I call it a plant based lifestyle. So
it is a plant based life. Yes, I'm going to be calling you because I'm going to need some help. Not getting bored with my food, you know what I'm saying, and really getting the most out of it. So I'm definitely going to be giving you a call.
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah.
How
now,
awesome.
And I did have a question. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Oh, I just had a question. So I heard you mention something about wearing white.
Well,
oh, we
every
wear
Wednesday.
White.
Every
okay,
Wednesday we wear white. Every Wednesday we're getting our shrines done. We got to spend that time getting ourselves good with God. So that's what we do.
Right.
Okay. Amen. And we'll talk more about that too.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right, my dear. Sounds good. All right. Getting down to the wire. I think I know this phone number, which is why I am pressing on it. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama Sava. How you doing? Thank you for getting the call.
Hello. Hello, goddaughter. How you doing?
Hello, godmother. I'm fine. I just wanted to share that I wanted to share with you that I'm just changing my attitude about it, and I'm just going to go for what I know. Because, I deserve a reset, so. So, I mean,
right.
It is what it is, you know. It is what it
please,
is. So
please
change your attitude
about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been changing my attitude about it. So it helps. So I've been mentally preparing myself. I know I'm going to do some grocery store runs and stuff. So just get myself ready.
Because
I deserve
super awesome.
It. So let's go.
Awesome. Well, look, you are the last caller that I'm going to accept. The phone lines were absolutely packed, and I'm sorry I didn't get you this time. We do this every Wednesday, and we're serious about this fast. You can go to a Wonderful Approach Facebook page, and you'll start to see more information in there, too. So let's make plans on this. God daughter, will you do me and God the pleasure of praying this out?
Sure. Father, Mother, God, thank you for this opportunity just to come to you in an authentic manner. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for allowing us to be here in this place at this time. Thank you for allowing us to be able to fast again, whether it's our first time, second time, or 20th time. Thank you for allowing us to be at a space where we can focus on you and not the matters of the world. Thank you for allowing us to cleanse ourselves, our minds, our thoughts, our actions. Thank you for the grace that you give us, and thank you for allowing us to give ourselves that grace. We're here to honor you, to thank you, to bond with you. Thank you for that relationship with your energy as well as ourselves. Thank you for the love that you give us and the love that we're able to give ourselves. Thank you for the protection. Thank you for the abundance. Thank you for reminding us that we are that abundance. We're here with you. We're here to bond as well as ourselves. We honor you, we love you, and we thank you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.